First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. While the American president doesn't discuss it, and the candidates vying to replace him swear it doesn't exist, scientists working for and under the supervision of the government of China are warning their people in an official report that China faces extremely grim ecological and environmental conditions under the impact of continued global warming. This is the judgment of the Second National Assessment Report on Climate Change, released for public consumption by the Chinese government this week. Ironies abound. Here is a totalitarian government, unfettered by political opposition, a free press, special interest groups, or free elections, that has abandoned the principles under which it came to power, the tenets of communism, in favor of rampant, unfettered profiteering, more akin to fascism, and that is now acknowledging that its industrial excesses may well destroy its people. Meanwhile, the United States, a country that prides itself on its education system, its free press, informed electorate, and free elections, has a government that acts and speaks as if there were no such thing as climate change. Has anybody seen any national assessment of its progress and effects? And the candidates to lead that government act and speak as if there were no such thing as science. That's not pollution, son, that's job creation. In stark contrast, the Chinese government report says flatly that global warming, caused by the emission of greenhouse gases from industry, transportation, and land development, threatens China's prosperity, health, and food supply. Among its major points, climate change will lead to severe imbalances in China's water resources within each year and across the years. By 2050, 8 of mainland China's provinces and cities could face severe water shortages. In low-lying coastal regions, rising seas will inundate the very cities, ports, and export zones that have been central to China's industrialization. Efforts thus far to protect vulnerable coastal areas with embankments are inadequate. In the northwest cotton-growing region of Xinjiang, water scarcity could lead to a marked decline in agricultural crop productivity. While in the north and southwest, drought will reduce winter wheat and corn harvests unless irrigation and fertilizer application are drastically increased. Future climate warming will therefore increase the costs of agriculture, all those in the words of the report. Of course, it stops short of predicting catastrophe. You don't want to panic 1.3 billion people all at once. And well short of acknowledging that China, as the world's largest and fastest-growing polluter, bears primary responsibility for the grave effects it is now officially predicting. It also shies from defining any of the racking, disruptive things that would have to be done to avoid the dark future that it sees. Still, it is remarkable that the communist puppet masters have shared with their people more information about the consequences of rapacious industrialism than has the land of the free and the home of the brave. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.